Hey everybody, welcome to episode 5 of the Productivity 365 podcast. I'm Tom Hilson Perry, bringing you the podcast content all on behalf of VentureProductivity.com. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast series so far. We're only 5 days deep into it, but it's been quite a fun thing to do to record a daily podcast. My thoughts daily on these kind of productivity type issues. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, please do so just now. I'm sure you'll get something from it. We've covered quite a lot of things already. For today, what I want to do actually is, first of all, I want to ask you guys a question. I want to know what you struggle with in terms of productivity, or what you want to learn in terms of productivity. Now, this is an eternally open question, so if you're listening to this 6 months after it was recorded, or a year after it was recorded, feel free to reply anyway. I'm really keen to know what the answers are. I will be reviewing the answers and using that as real guidance for the podcast. So let me know. You can email your answers, your thoughts about the podcast, about productivity, rather, I should say, and how you feel, what you'd like to know about, what the podcast maybe should cover, what it shouldn't cover, just thoughts, feelings, anything to do with productivity or the podcast. Fire in an answer to Tom at Tom at ventureproductivity.com. That's Tom at ventureproductivity.com. If you can do that, I would be eternally grateful. It would be really good to get some idea of what you like, what you don't like, where we should go forward, where we shouldn't go with the podcast. We will jump into the content of today's episode in just a moment. That was just something I wanted to get out there straight away. So even if you're listening to this in the future, please grab that email address, Tom at ventureproductivity.com, and hit me up with a response. No matter when it is, I will always be checking that email inbox, and I will get it at some point, and I will kind of talk through some of the most insightful thoughts in future episodes, and certainly use all the information to guide this podcast. So get in touch, be part of it, and help shape what it is we're doing here. That would be awesome. So we have a question. It didn't come in through the website or through the podcast or email or anything. It was actually someone that I met that asked me. The question essentially went along the lines of, can you give me advice on how to make better decisions, was the question that was put to me. It was one of my friends, Jeff, that asked the question. I've told him he can listen to the podcast for an answer, so build the audience one person at a time, I suppose. But I thought it was a good question, and definitely something worth mentioning. It's also forming the back of a blog article that I'll be writing or publishing soon. I've actually already written it, but it's not live yet, I don't think, on the website. But anyway, so what one thing could you do to improve the decisions that you make? And the answer is painfully simple, and that is to use the question why. It's I know it sounds totally cliched and ridiculous, but it actually is quite powerful, and it really does work. Before you embark on anything, any action or decision that you're making, stop and ask yourself, why are you actually making it? Are you doing it out of some kind of emotional response? Are you doing it because you're angry or upset, or someone's annoyed you? Is that your motivation? Or are you doing this because it falls in line with your kind of long-term goals? Now, because the smart move is always to decide or take actions based on your long-term goals, this really goes hand in hand with goal setting, having a finish line, whether it's short-term, mid-term, long-term, or the whole game. You know, if you have a definitive kind of end goal in mind, if you make decisions based on that, then that's a much smarter, much more efficient way to operate. So yeah, goal setting is really tied into that. If you don't have a finish line, then how on earth are you meant to get there? You know, that you just get lost in a whole lot of emotional decisions and gut responses, and you won't actually move in a sensible direction. So yeah, without goals, this is useless. But I would strongly advise everyone to have short, mid-term and long-term goals for their life, for the business, for every aspect of the life. You get as detailed and nuanced as you want, but absolutely a smart move. And once you have goals, you can then start making decisions in line with that. And if you're not sure if short-term or long-term, always make decisions for the long-term, because life, as a wise man once said, life is a marathon, not a sprint. So you need to optimise your decisions for the long term, and the short term should take care of itself. That's certainly my belief and my experience. So the simple thing to do, ask yourself why. Why am I doing this? What is my reasoning? Am I basing this on sound judgement, or is this an emotional response, and a response born out of anger or frustration or resentment or hate or anything like that? Or is it a sensible move in line with my goals? So why? Amazingly powerful, amazingly simple, sounds like a cliche, but can be life-changing when you have it in conjunction with goals that you've set yourself. Okay, so that about wraps up another episode of the podcast. If you have any thoughts or reactions to it, please get in touch. Either leave us a rating if you're nice and happy with it. If not, get in touch. tom@ventureproductivity.com is the email address, or visit ventureproductivity.com and use the contact form to let us know what your thoughts are. Any ideas for improvement or content or direction you think we should go in, be absolutely fascinated to hear. So do get in touch if you have any thoughts. And we are very slowly starting to see people get involved with the content, which is fantastic. Really excited to see that. So if that's you, thank you very much. And if you're listening to this, I would love it if you could recommend it to friends, colleagues, business people, clients, partners, whatever. Spread the word, kind of one person at a time, and build up a real strong kind of following. It's my intention to get really deep with the people that engage with the content, and to actively work with them to develop themselves and to develop business and strategy and personal growth and productivity and optimization, everything, you know. So get in touch. The more you get in touch and get active with the content, the more I will give out to you guys individually and as a group. So don't hold back, get in touch. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you all tomorrow in the next episode.